Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is Plush Care. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
This episode may cover sensitive topics like sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, depression, and suicide, which could be triggering. While we recognize the challenges this content may pose, we advise you to prioritize your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched. PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
There have been infamous crimes in the Philippines that have happened during the holiday season. A particular case that comes to mind is the heartless killing of mother and son, Sonia and Frank Gregorio from Tarlac. Former policeman Janelle Nuezga had a verbal altercation with the Gregorios after the former policeman was arresting Frank for illegal possession of boga, an improvised noisemaker cannon. Sonia, his mother, came to her son's aid and the altercation with Nuezga promptly escalated. Nuezga ended up shooting both victims and it became one of the most infamous crimes in 2020.
Three holiday seasons later, we noticed two separate peculiar cases that happened during the week of Christmas 2023 and New Year 2024. What's bizarre about these cases was the gruesome nature that the two victims had gone through on separate occasions. Were the culprits behind their killings beheaded the victims? Given that these gruesome cases are similar, we decided to cover both crimes in one episode, a first of its kind in our show.
You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the fifth episode of Season 4.
May ginamit na pampatulog ano, yung pwedeng gamitin sa kanya kasi hindi naman pwedeng pinutol lang ulo na hindi nagpumiglas. So kung makikita natin sa crime scene, hindi po kumalat yung dugo. Galit nung pumatay is talagang sobra, sir. Kasi the way na pagpatay niya is pagpugon. Masyadong parang galit na galit yung tao.
The first victim that will be covered in this episode is 50-year-old Alfredo Tabi. He worked as a security guard at the Fort Balintawak branch. On December 24, Tabing was scheduled to take a night shift, as recalled by his wife, Dolores Tabing. They talked at past 5 p.m. At first, Dolores didn't worry too much about communicating with her husband. She had a lot of things on her agenda as she was getting ready for her family to celebrate Christmas Eve. However, as time passed by, she began to realize that her husband wasn't responding to her texts and calls. This worried Dolores and prompted her to visit her husband's workplace the following day. After arriving at Fort Balintawak on December 25, Dolores shockingly learned about the gruesome nature that her husband Alfredo had to endure.
Tahimik nilang sityo na eskandalo. Meron sa kanilang nakitang kubot na ulo ng tao.
Dating ko doon sa nasa barangay, nabigla lang ako nandoon na yung isang ulo. Ang ginawa ko, tinakpan ko na lang para hindi na sila makapicture. Ang iba nga, nasuka-suka sila tungod sa nakita nila.
Heading to the province of Agusan del Sur, 65-year-old Rosa Asilo, a convenience store owner in Purokwan, Barangay Canayugan, Bayugan City, had a heated altercation with Mario Fortun, whom she accused of being a thief. Fortun did not handle Asilo's allegations very well. On the afternoon of January 2, 2023, Fortun decided to drink alcohol with his friends to vent his frustrations, but might have gotten a little too drunk, luring him to commit the biggest mistake of his life that eventually became one of the most gruesome crimes that happened in Agusan del Sur.
Back in Manila, Alfredo Tabing's wife, Dolores, was worrying about her husband's whereabouts and for not responding to her texts and calls. It is why she decided to go to her husband's workplace on the morning of December 25, 2023. Sadly, as soon as Dolores arrived in Fort Balintawak, she learned that her husband, Alfredo, was murdered. Based on the initial investigation, the victim was beheaded, and the suspects took his head with them. Dolores told reporters, quote, "Mga pasado alas 5, nagche-check siya kung ano ginagawa namin sa bahay. Eh sakto po, medyo busy ako kaya di kami gaano nakapag-usap. Sa isip ko, gabi ko na lang siya ulit tatawagan bago ako makatulog." Unquote. Unfortunately, when Dolores called her husband at 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve, he wasn't answering. She didn't expect that she would become a widow on Christmas, as well as knowing anyone who would want to harm her husband.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As for the murder of 65-year-old Rosa Asilo, this case was promptly solved by the authorities. Mario Fortun, alleged by Asilo as a thief in their community, decided to have a drink with his friends to vent his frustration after feeling humiliated. Way before the final altercation between Asilo and Fortun on January 2, 2023, other people in their community told reporters that both were already at odds, claiming that both had an encounter before where Asilo threatened Fortun, pointing a large knife towards Fortun, while the latter was holding a piece of bamboo or kawayan aiming to hit Asilo. On the day of the gruesome crime, Fortun, who was already intoxicated from drinking, informed his friends that he would go outside and get them a gift, and all of them expected that Fortun would buy more alcohol. As soon as he went back to his friends, they were shocked to see Rosa Asilo's head being paraded around by the suspect.
Days passed since the holiday season, and the authorities were able to distinguish the motive behind the gruesome slaying of Alfredo Tabing.
Ayon sa QCPD CEDU, hindi pa rin natutunton ang ulo ng biktima.
Walang nabasa, purely nakapasok ang suspect na walang sirang gamit dun sa pasukan, sa entrance. Pag walang force entry, malamang meron pong inside job na tinatawag.
Or pwede rin nakatilala niya?
Pwede rin pong ganun.
Patuloy na inaalam ang motibo sa krimen at may ilang persons of interest na ang tinitingnan ang mga otoridad.
According to reports uncovered by the police, last December 23, 2023, an agent from Ford Balintawak sold two cars and left the money from the sale in an office vault in the car dealer's premises, which was also reported stolen on the day Tabing was gruesomely murdered. Unfortunately, there was no security camera footage of the crime, as well as no signs of forced entry. Therefore, the authorities believe that this was an inside job, and Tabing may have known his assailants and was probably asked to join the robbery, but instead prevented the crime from happening, which led to his shocking demise. In addition, an unnamed witness came forward and told the police that he saw four suspects carrying off the office vault. Two of the four were identified as Joel Maragos and Michael Caballero, both of which were Tabing's colleagues and fellow security guards at Fort Balintawak, while the other two suspects are still unidentified. According to the authorities, one of the suspects even went to the police station for preliminary questioning, but was let go because there wasn't any evidence yet that pins the suspect for the crime. Thus, due process was strictly observed. However, the suspect was invited for further questioning and to undergo a lie detector test, but this time he didn't show. It was when the authorities learned that the suspect together with his cohorts vanished.
In the Rosa Asilo case, her killer, Mario Fortun, was promptly arrested by the authorities. Fortun confessed to the crime and told the police what he did to the elderly woman he mercilessly beheaded. According to Fortun, after leaving his friends, he went straight to Rosa Asilo's store and had another verbal altercation. Unfortunately, Fortun saw the long knife, probably the one Rosa pointed towards him in a previous fight. Fortun took the knife, stabbed Asilo to death, and ended up beheading her. As of now, Fortun is currently detained and will face a murder charge for the gruesome killing of Rosa Asilo.
Unfortunately, for the gruesome murder of Alfredo Tabing, authorities have yet to arrest his killers and are still looking for them as of recording this episode. Concerning the gruesome nature of this crime, this is what the victim's son, Jean Tabing, said to news reporters in an interview dated January 22, 2024.
Hanggang sa ngayon, sir, hindi po makapaniwala na, na wala na po yung tatay ko. Yung nanay ko po, maasa rin po na minsan sabi niya may babalik pa ba, may ano pa ba, may uuwi pa ba. Pero unti-unti na rin po namin natatanggap na yun nga po, nawala na po si Papa. Pero yung sakit po na ginawa sa kanya ng mga taong yun, hindi ko po matatanggap kahit kailan po.
Ang masakit kanyo sa pagkama nila ng Papa?
Bali, hindi lang po siya basta pinatay. Kumbaga, hindi ko po, parang ganun po, nalanghiya po eh. Magkakarumal-dumal po talaga yung ginawa eh. na hindi po may isip na gawin ng normal na tao. Yun po, parang hindi po makatao.
Hindi po sabi na tao, hindi lang yan.
Kasi po, hanggang ngayon po, hindi po makita yung ulo ng tatay ko po eh. So, palaisipan pa rin po sa amin kung nasaan na po yun, kung saan po nila dinala, kung bakit po nila dinala.
Besides the whereabouts of his killers, Alfredo Tabing's head is still missing, which makes us wonder why his killers even beheaded him in the first place. Based on the opinion of some social media influencers who also discussed this case, they argue that Tabing's killers probably had to resort to gruesome acts, such as beheading their victim, to hide their primary objective, which was to rob the Fort Balintawak branch. Regardless, we hope our policemen can find the heartless people behind this gruesome murder and bring Alfredo Tabing's death to justice. If you're listening on Spotify, please let us know in the polls what you think. Why and what did the perpetrators do with the head of the victim?
As for the gruesome murder of Rosa Asilo, her killer, Mario Fortun, told reporters that he regrets what he did and he was just angry with the allegations being thrown at him by the victim and that his being intoxicated with alcohol had led him to commit the gruesome crime. Regardless, Rosa Asilo's relatives informed the media that they wanted her killer to face the fullest extent of the law.
Indeed. Both these crimes are truly gruesome. However, these aren't the only major crimes that have happened in the past few years, and there are plenty of more murders that have transpired that our show will cover soon. If you reach this point, we would like to thank you for supporting our show. And if you're feeling generous, our GCash number or QR code is pinned to our social media accounts. Your support will help the PH Murder Stories podcast. Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. At PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.